you lead the Alpha course now, but can you tell us a bit about what your life was like before Alpha and how you ended up on a King's Arms Alpha course?
Yes, absolutely. The very quick snapshot of life and how it looked was that I was the kind of average 24-year-old, I guess. I was living for the weekends, going out on the kind of Friday and Saturdays and drinking to excess and to oblivion on occasions. I wouldn't get through many sentences without using expletives. And, you know, on the outside, actually looked kind of normal and you know, what anyone would expect. But on the inside, actually, I felt a huge hole and a huge kind of emptiness. And so much so that actually this week, I actually remembered just a couple of months before I was invited on Alpha, going into to a bookstore and buying a book by a guy called Paul McKenna called How to Change Your Life in 7 Days. Now, despite the fact that no one knew that, in fact, today was the first time I've actually shared it publicly, it just kind of shows that even though on the outside lots of things, you know, looked all healthy and good, I was desperately seeking. Now, I think that what actually happened was that I started seeing a young girl who was a Christian, and to try and get in with the family, went along to church, thought that would be a good thing to do, but recognized that I had a huge amount of questions. I sort of saw them singing, hands in the air, and didn't know who this Jesus guy was. I would see them breaking bread and thought, you know, well, hey, what's that all about? And you don't really believe this stuff, do you? You know, I mean, the Bible's outdated, right? It's just a story. So I happened to start asking one or two of these questions, and she happened to say, hey, look, you know, there's a course you can go on to ask some of these things. And so she introduced me to Alpha.
Great. So you attended a King's Arms Alpha course. Can you tell us a bit about what the course was like for you?
Sure. Well, I mean, the first thing is that I had a great time. You know, I met some really nice people. I love to debate. So where some people would sit back and listen, I was a kind of on the edge of the seat person. So I was asking a lot of questions and kind of saying, hold on a minute, I don't understand that. And why would anyone believe that? And this doesn't make a lot of sense to me. But slowly, it just gave me an opportunity to ask some of those big things. What a lot of people would sweep under the carpet. It just, you know, you can debate and you can ask and you can challenge and so on. And so through the course of Alpha, I started to read books, I started to listen to something, and I used these opportunities to ask stuff. And so as I really looked into the claims of what Jesus said, I started to recognize that this stuff was true. And I started to realize that it was starting to transform my life. And you know, I came to know God. I came to recognize that actually the stuff that Jesus says in the Bible is true. And it was just the catalyst, really, that has absolutely transformed my life.
Great. So just finally, what would you say to people in terms of whether they're looking in on Alpha? Why should they go to it, or why should we invite our friends along to the next course that's coming up?
Sure. Well, I think just to speak directly to each group, really, if you're the sort of person who's maybe stumbled across even this place and has questions and wants an opportunity, wants a place, an environment where you can ask a question that isn't too controversial, isn't too crazy, you know, that Alpha's a great place to go and do that. And, you know, worst case scenario, you go and have a great dinner, you chat with some good people, have good discussion, and, you know, spend 8 evenings doing that. On the plus side, like me, it absolutely transformed my life. So I would certainly encourage you, if you're in that boat, to come along. For those people who are thinking, hey, you know, should I invite someone? Can I invite someone? I'd say, you know what? My life would not be the same if even in that place when it was, you know, within weeks of me just going and getting trashed and you know, being in this place and buying these books that no one knew about, if someone hadn't have put one of these cards in my hand and invited me along to Alpha, I wouldn't be stood here and I wouldn't have the joy and fulfillment that I do now.
That's great, Steve. Can we thank Steve for sharing?